T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Understood. He's there just to take good care of me, like he's one of the family. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I see
Check out this ending. One of the best theme songs of all time. Charles in Charge. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to be with you on this Friday, first Friday of August. Hope you've got some plans to enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a hot one. Hopefully those plans include cooling off this weekend. Maybe your plans are to watch the Mets continue beating the Braves as they did last night. 4.5 game lead now in the division. Things are looking good at Citi Field in New York. Now, we're talking about several things all in one topic. Does that make sense? We started by talking Prince's estate finally settled after 6 years, right? And a lot of family legal battles and all that. And I was asking you, how has money come between you and your family or something else, politics, other things come between you and your family to the point where there are certain family members you don't talk to anymore, you avoid, you ignore, or they ignore you. How did it get to that point? And maybe you're out there and yeah, there was a time you didn't talk to a family member, but you're able to patch it up and now you talk every day. You know, there are people out there, they don't talk to their siblings. Now, how does it get to that point? How did you get to that point? 803-0930, *930. And what do you do to make sure that you've done everything in your power that your family won't split up over things like money and other arguments that could happen throughout your family? And then, yes, that turned into divorce. We've had on the text board several people now say, you know, money came between them and their significant other. Infidelity came between them and their significant other. And for those of you who are divorced, how did you get to that point, right? What attempts were made to save the marriage? And for those of you who got married again, what gave you the confidence that that the lessons from your last divorce, let me rephrase that. The lessons from your last marriage, what confidence did that give you to get married again, knowing you weren't making the same mistake? 803-0930. Or maybe you're divorced and you decided, you know, I don't think I'll ever get married again. Maybe you fit into that camp as well. 803-0930. Now, you know, I understand this isn't the most uplifting topic, but it is something that's in the news. Someone texts in, a newly married man talking about divorce. Joe, is there something we should know? No. My wife and I are very happy. There is nothing going on. There are topics I will do that I personally cannot comment on from personal experience. But again, this is something that was in the news. And the divorce thing, number one, someone texted in about that. But also yesterday, we were talking about your biggest waste of money. And on the text board and on social media, one of the top answers were, oh, my ex-wife, my ex-husband. So it's something that a lot of you hinted at yesterday that I thought we would throw in to the discussion for these first few hours today. Now, I did go online and find the top reasons for divorce in 2012. I know that's 10 years ago, but in 2012, survey found that 55%, now you could answer more than once, just so you don't call out the fact that the math does not work. You could answer more than one thing on this survey, just so you know. So the most reason for divorce were the couple was growing apart, 55%. 53% said they couldn't talk to each other anymore. 40% how one spouse handled money. 21.6% said infidelity. 19.2% incompatibility. Drinking or drug use, 10.6%. So in 2012, those were some of the top reasons for divorce. I don't think in 10 years a lot has changed. But what say you? 803-0930, star 930. And, you know, again, this might be set up. Toxic people, you know, no matter if they're family or not, there gets to a point where you need to cut toxic people out of your life. And that's very understandable. And it could just be when we're talking about family members and, you know, having to cut a family member out of your life, it could be they were toxic. They were bringing you down. Again, that could also be a reason for divorce. If you are married to someone who is very, very toxic, eventually that's going to bring you down to the point where we're going to have to end this. You know, again, I believe that you should do everything you can to avoid divorce. But if it gets to the point where you're dreading going home, that's no way to live, right? I mean, not that I'm the, don't listen, that's just my opinion. That is Joe Beamer, 33 years old, married for almost a year. That's my opinion. You know, if I continuously dreaded going home, you'd have to think, how do I change, you know, this situation? Now, I don't dread going home, just in case anyone was wondering. I don't dread going home at all. The only times I dread going home is when I know that the AC has been turned up to 71 and it's not at 65 where I left it. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Walter in Lewiston. Walter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. One question I had. You just said you recently were married. Were you married in a church?
I was not married in a church.
That's the reason I'm calling. As a Catholic, when you get married, you have to go through pre-Canaan. You have to get a priest that can accept you to marry you, and you have to find a church that will marry you. After that, once you get married, it's legal by the state of New York. But if you get a divorce, you get a state divorce. You're not divorced by the church. You're still married. It's a sacrament in the religion of Catholics. That hasn't been brought up.
Now, Walter, before you get married in the Catholic Church, what go through that process again. I'm not Catholic. I was brought up Presbyterian. What is that process when you get married, and what does that do? What does that do for the couple before marriage?
It's more or less taking classes. I think it was 6 months for once a week, and it's going to a local church that has a bunch of or a group of people that are going to get married. They'll tell you the philosophy of marriage, what to expect in marriage, and what the church expects from the marriage, including having a family and not divorce and so forth. I'm not sure how it works with a divorce because of other reasons, but to get married, you have to have a priest that will accept you to marry you and so forth. I belong to a different parish, than the one I got married in. I had to get a letter of dispensation from the church that I was brought up in because I lived in a different neighborhood to go to the church that I wanted to get married in. And it all is a paper process that has to be done just to get married in the church.
Understand, Walter, stuff I was not aware of. I'm glad you called in and brought that up. And, you know, religion's another thing that doesn't get brought up as much, but it should, right?
Well, it should if you're part of that process. If you're not, you can just go find somebody out in the streets and get married in a court.
That's right. I mean, hey, you could call Brian Mazurowski. He's ordained to marry people.
You can be ordained, and that's what I'm saying. You have to get their permission, but as a Catholic, you have to get the permission of the priest that's going to marry you.
Yeah.
And he has to okay it.
Exactly. Hey, Walter, I appreciate the call. Walter in Lewiston opens a line for you, 803-0930. And that is a topic that I've been thinking about and something we might talk about next week, and that is, you know, we talk about how divided, or at least I talk a lot, about how divided the country is, especially on politics. And, you know, how does religion, how does church play into that? You know, I always think, growing up, Sunday mornings, what do? You find your nice clothes, you find your nice shoes, and you go to church. And not to get into all the religious aspect of it, but it was a time of coming together, right? I mean, these were people, you know, you'd pack the church, you'd see, you know, the same people every week. Sometimes you'd see new people. And it was a time of spending time with your family. You'd go with your family and, you know, other people. You'd socialize afterwards. It was a real coming together, being part of, really being part of a community. And, you know, where are we now in 2022? You don't have as many people going to church. And again, we can get into the religious aspect of it, but I'm just talking about that coming together. You know, having your community in your church community. And we just don't have that like we used to. And how that would play into this divide in America. If more people did something like that, right? Having a weekly gathering of family and friends and really belonging to a community. Like, you know, when you go to church, you belong to that community. And how that would maybe lessen some of this political division and tension we have in this country. So that's something I've been working on, something that I think we might talk about next week. Walter, I'm really glad you called in. Opens a line for you at 803-0930, star 930, asking you... The text board, David said earlier, the text board, there's a lot of texts I can't read on the air on the text board this afternoon. I know it's Friday. I understand it's Friday. But a lot of stuff I can't read. I mean, I appreciate that you're listening and interacting with the show. But if you have something you'd like to share, 803-0930, star 930, asking you how money... How politics, how something else, maybe just someone in your family became toxic. We've all been around someone who's toxic and just brings, never has anything positive to contribute. Now, this is different than someone who has fallen on tough times, right? We've all been, you know, through times where we're just not feeling ourselves. We've all been there. That is different than someone who just is always negative, always just, they always want someone to help them, but they never want to help other people. We all know this person, right? And there are, you know, just because someone's a family member, if they're toxic, yeah, you can try everything to help them. But eventually, if they're bringing you down enough to where it's ruining your day, it's ruining... You know, it's bringing your life down. You know, then it's time to say, I can't talk to you anymore. But I think a lot when it comes to families being split up, I think money plays a big role in that. And we see that a lot. Again, like Prince and his estate, a 6-year legal battle. We've seen it with other celebrities, with other, people with a lot of money. Again, more money than I'd ever see. Have you had something similar happen to you? 803-0930, star 930. Chris is in West Seneca. Hey, Chris.
How's it going?
Doing well, Chris. You had a family member disown you?
Yes. So my sister and I, she's very liberal. I'm very conservative. Kind of kept it peaceful, I guess you could say, for as many years. I actually kept her out of living in foster care growing up. I moved back to the U.S. to be her legal guardian when I was 19. So I basically raised her. But a few months back, prom pictures, my daughter, she and I, we go shooting, and my daughter got this new rifle, one of those scary black AR-15 rifles, and my daughter wanted to pose in her prom dress holding her new rifle, so I was all for it. So she made it her profile picture on Facebook, and my sister lost her mind with me, and called me all kinds of names in the book, and she wants nothing to do with me and my family anymore.
All because of a picture?
Yeah, I'm a horrible father. I should not have let her do that, that kind of thing.
Now, was it the thing where she saw the picture on social media and called you, or did she comment on the picture on social media?
First, it started with comments, and my responses were polite. I was saying, there's nothing illegal. It's a legal rifle. It's got a bullet lock, all that stuff. There's no laws been broken except your feelings are being hurt. And then there were phone calls, and then after that it was, swear words, and she wants nothing to do with us.
And Chris, like you said, before this, it was you had your disagreements, but it never came to the point where it is now.
No, not at all. No, it was just one of us would walk away, or we'd hug it out and say, I love you, I'll see you next week, or whatever.
Chris, I'm sorry to hear that, but it's unfortunately, I think that this is becoming more and more common in 2022.
Yep, and my birthday was last week, and I was expecting to get a birthday text or nothing. I didn't hear from her, so.
Wow. Chris, sorry to hear that. I appreciate the call. Hope you have a good weekend. Chris in West Seneca. As he said, before now, it's... This goes back to something I talk about a lot, the political divide, right? I mean, we all have our thing, but now it's, getting to the point where it's splitting families up, And as Chris said, it's a legal rifle. It's protected. It's got the gun lock and everything. It's a picture. And, you might have your disagreements with the picture. Okay, you can voice those disagreements. But to have that be the point where you're not even going to talk to your brother anymore, not wish him a happy birthday? I think that's going a little far. Like I said, my mom's side of the family, beside my grandmother, I mean, they all lean to the political left. We've had our discussions, we've had our back and forth, but it's never gotten to the point where we don't talk to anyone. We might say afterward, can you believe what so-and-so said? But it's never gotten to the point where we don't talk to anyone again. But it's happening more and more often. And it's something, I really want to get into next week. But you do this topic 10, 15 years ago, people might say money's the number one reason they're not currently talking to a family member. I do believe that's still the number one reason in 2022. But politics is creeping up that list of reasons why family members don't talk to each other. 803-0930, star 930. Tell me your example, your experience with families splitting over money, over politics, over a toxic family member. And yes, your experience with divorce. And what got you the courage to go and get married again? And what are the lessons you learned from failed marriages? 803-0930, star 930, Beamer in for Bowerly back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Who could forget Home Improvement? Tim the Toolman Taylor. I'll tell you, that's a show that you really don't see on TV anymore. It's on the Laugh TV network, and that's it. You know, it's not really in syndication. And you know, I watch it on the Laugh TV network every now and then. I think it holds up. It's definitely funnier than Friends. I'll say that. But I'm surprised it's not on as, you know, you get Seinfeld, Frasier. You can still easily find these shows on TV. Home Improvement, you can't even find streaming. You know, I mean, Seinfeld's on Netflix, Frasier's on Paramount Plus, How I Met Your Mother's on Hulu. But I can't find Home Improvement streaming. I can find it, you know, it's on for a few hours on the Laugh TV network, and that's it. I got to say something before we get back to the topic. Did I hear on David Bellavia's show today, someone say that Marie's blue cheese is better than Rudy's blue cheese? I mean, that, I'm sorry. Marie's blue cheese is good, okay? Don't get me wrong. If that's all they have, I'll take it. But Rudy's blue cheese is some of the best blue cheese I've ever had. That and the Stefan Diggs blue cheese. If anyone's been able to get that at Wegmans or Tops, the Stefan Diggs blue cheese, really good. Rudy's blue cheese, good. Probably great. I can't think of another better blue cheese you can find for wings in the store. You want a salad, Marie's blue cheese is fine. But I could not believe when I heard that today. That someone texted it in to David, that Marie's blue cheese is better than Rudy's. I mean, that is unbelievable. Again, if you're talking chicken wings, I think Duff's has the best blue cheese. But if you're talking about blue cheese that I can buy in the store, I think Rudy's blue cheese is number one. Could you imagine if I made that the topic and we'd switch to it? Hey, call in now. Who's got the best blue cheese? 803-0930. I mean, if you have an opinion, you can call in 803-0930. But that's not going to be the standalone topic. I was looking for that text during the break. Some very interesting text today. There was a show proposal on here about a show to do. It was proposed to David, so I will let him decide to do it or not. But let me tell you, I hope that he does it. I'll shoot him a text with what I'm talking about. 803-0930, star 930 to get on talking. We'll still take your calls on money splitting your family up, politics, toxic people splitting your family up. Also, your experience with divorce. like I said yesterday, we were talking about your biggest waste of money. And the number one answer, if we were doing Family Feud, and survey says, we surveyed 100 people, and the number one answer, the number one answer to what was your biggest waste of money on the text board and on social media yesterday was someone saying either their ex-wife or ex-husband. So a lot of you out there brought it up yesterday, brought it to my attention. So I thought, hey, why not make this a topic? Why not talk about divorce? Your experience with divorce. For those of you who got married again, why? What brought you? Because I would think this. Now, again, I'm newly married. I'm happily married. But if my marriage fell apart, okay? If it was my fault, if it was my wife's fault, if it was just we grew apart, I would be so scared to get married again, right? So I want to know what lessons from your first marriage did you learn in maybe the divorce proceeding that gave you the confidence to say, you know what, you meet someone else, you fall in love, I love this person, I've learned from my last marriage what not to do, what to do, what to look for, I feel confident this is a better decision, I'm right this time. I'm very interested in hearing that. And what would you say to someone who might be going through divorce as we speak right now? And the advice you'd give them? 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. It's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board number, 803-0930, if you'd like to get on with that. Now, I bring up Rudy's Blue Cheese and Marie's Blue Cheese, and the text board is the most lively it's been since I signed on at 2 o'clock. A lot of votes for Rudy's, but there are actually people who say Marie's. So whoever said that on Bellavia's show is not, they're not alone. Someone said Marie's is better, go Mets. So I agree with the go Mets part. We'll ignore the Marie's is better part. Store-bought blue cheese is Marie's. Someone says, for pizza and wings, Rudy's is better. Also, people are saying they're having trouble finding it. Now, I admittedly have not gone out looking for blue cheese lately. Last time I got blue cheese, it was the Stefan Diggs blue cheese, which is delicious. If you have not had the Stefan Diggs labeled blue cheese, I suggest on your way home today from work, go and get a jar of the Stefan Diggs blue cheese. I think you'll thank me. I really think you'll thank me. And someone also says the restaurants that make their blue cheese homemade every day. Of course. I mean, we've talked about this a million times, right? I mean, we are so fortunate to live in Buffalo. We have the greatest food. You know, some of us like me have to know how to enjoy that food in moderation. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, when I filled in for David on Tuesday, I talked about my wake up doctor's appointment, where my blood pressure's up and I have put on a lot of weight. You can go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app or at WBEN.com. But we have some of the best food here. And yeah, a lot of local places make their own blue cheese. They make it every day. And it's absolutely delicious. A lot of that you cannot find in a store. But if we're talking about store-bought blue cheese for dipping chicken wings or pizza, I'm going to say Rudy's all day. But that's my opinion. 803-0930, *930. I'm glad we started this debate on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Now, someone said, the best advice. Now, there are people who would disagree with this advice, Texter. Now, I followed this advice. So, talking about lessons you've learned, right? For those of you who've gone through divorce, what are your lessons learned? What would your advice be to others? On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, this person says, best advice, live together before marriage. You don't really know someone till you live with them. Now, I followed that advice, Texter. But there are people out there who are adamantly against that. None say that you shouldn't live together until you're married. But I, to the texter's point, you do find out a lot about someone when you live with them. I'm not saying it's a deal breaker all the time, right? But, I mean, I feel that if I hadn't moved in with my wife until after we got married, you know, it would be a big surprise how unorganized I am compared to her. And it's probably a really good thing that we have separate closets in our apartment, because mine, half the stuff that I wear regularly is on the floor. Her closet's very nice and organized. You know, things are put in bins. She actually uses the dresser, right? All that stuff. Me, I wore this yesterday. I'll throw it in a pile because I can wear it again in 2 days. So I agree with that advice, but like I said, I think there are people out there who are probably yelling at their radios now who disagree with that advice. But then I'm, if there's anyone, I'd really be interested in this. If anyone's out there who they got married and then moved in with their significant other after getting married and learned something that they wish they had known before they got married, I'd be interested in hearing something like that to build off of the advice from the texter. Something you learned about your significant other after you got married. And now someone's giving me the backstory on the topic that I saw on the text board. Hey, maybe we'll bring it up after traffic. I have to proofread it. But that, I think that's good advice. You know, I think a lot of stuff can be learned from a failed relationship, from a failed marriage, right? You know, what not to do, what to avoid, what to look for, what questions to ask. I mean, are there questions, are there things you wish you would have found out before you got married that really could have been discovered by an easy question? Simply asking to get the, you know, to get everything you know. And since you found it out, you know, a week after you got married, then what? So we'll continue taking calls on that. We'll continue taking calls on how money or politics or toxic people have come between you and your and family members, you and friends, again, you and significant others. And we'll continue taking your text on the great blue cheese war that we started here. I don't know how. Maybe I need a taste test of both of them at the same time. But I don't think, I think Rudy's over blue cheese. Rudy's over Marie's all day, every day. Now, another thing I want to get into on this Friday, as we are heading into the weekend here in Western New York, the first Friday of August, you know, a week, 8 days from today, the Bills play their first preseason game, right? I mean, and the journey to the Super Bowl is on. A lot of stuff happening in the next few weeks here in Buffalo, New York. It's a great time to be a Western New Yorker. But I want to ask you a question I posed on Facebook and Twitter yesterday. Got a lot of responses on it, so I'm interested to know what you think out there. Today after the show, heading down to Ellicottville to celebrate my sister's 30th birthday, okay? Now, 15 years ago, I thought 30, oh my gosh, that's old. You know, by 30, I'll be married, I'll have kids, all this stuff, right? I thought 30 was really going to be, all right, the partying's done, it's over. Now, I'm 33. I am married. I got the married part. Well, I didn't get married at 30, but you get what I'm saying. but for the most part, I still feel the same way. I don't feel old. Now, there are certain things that make me feel old. And I want to know from you at 803-0930, when, if ever, did you start feeling old? Or are there instances that make you feel old? And how do you keep yourself young And what are some ridiculous ways you've seen other people attempt to keep themselves young? When, if ever, did you start feeling old? Or maybe it's not that simple. Maybe it's just instances that you feel old. You know, I would say for the first time a year or two ago, I did not know every artist that was playing on the top 40 station, right? Usually I still know most of them, but you know, I could turn Kiss 98.5 on anytime and I'd tell you the song that's playing, the artist, right? Very up on current events, on pop culture and all that stuff. Now, I know most of them, but I could probably turn Kiss on for 10 minutes and, you know, not know a song, not know an artist. That makes you feel makes me feel a little out of touch. Another thing, at 33 years old, you kind of look ridiculous if you're going downtown to Chippewa at 2 in the morning. 33, starting to look ridiculous, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see myself, hey, yeah, let's go to, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a bar name. I don't know if any of them are still open. Josh is putting, I know the bar is no longer there. They tore it down and put the hotel there. 803-0930, star 930. I want to know from you, when, if ever, did you start feeling old, or what instances make you feel old, right? Like, before the show, I was talking about they were talking about the October storm. And I said, oh, yes, I was a senior in high school. And Josh said, oh, I was in first grade. So that is an instance that makes me feel a little older. But to be fair, I expected 30. I would feel, you know, like, oh, my gosh. Oh, the partying's over, all that. Not at all. Now, maybe people are looking at me and say, Joe, you're really immature. That's why. Maybe. But I also think that, you know, when you're a teenager, yeah, 30 seems old. But when you finally hit 30, I'm sure there's people in the audience now who are saying, 33, Joe, you're still young. Enjoy it. What about you? 803-0930. And what do you do to stay young? To stay young at heart, young at mind? What do you do to keep yourself young? Young acting? But not to the point of ridiculous, right? What are some things you've seen where people are trying too hard to act young? We've all seen that, right? 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to call in. 803-0930 is the number for the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We'll continue taking your calls on divorce, lessons learned from divorce. What gave you the confidence to get into another marriage? What did you learn from your failed marriage to make your new marriage work? And what's your advice for those going through divorce? All right, so two topics going into the next hour. When, if ever, did you start feeling old? What instances make you feel old? How do you stay young? And divorce lessons learned. We'll take your calls after the news with Tom Puckett. It is Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Taking your calls after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.